God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Okay, we are in Esther chapter 10. We'll take verse 3 as our text. And the point is, the way you live is the way you leave. All of us probably know someone or remember someone who became more and more like themselves the older they got. Maybe you know a grandpa and he's more gruff than he used to be. Or you have a grandma and she's sweeter than she was 20 years ago. Well, it may very well be that they're just being more of themselves than they ever were, and there's just no reason to pretend otherwise. I think perhaps all of us become more and more like ourselves, apart from the books we read, the people we meet, and the grace of God. I do know people who were one thing before they met Christ, who were on their way to eternity apart from Christ, and then came to Christ, and God changed their lives. There's no doubt about that. But generally speaking, the way you live is the way you leave. You know, when you read biographies, you can see the connections between someone's life when they're 10 years old and someone's life when they're 90. I have a biography on Winston Churchill. It's actually a 3-volume biography. And I've read somewhere that this is one of the, it's a great biography. I have another single volume biography of Churchill that is almost 1,000 pages. And someone wrote that it was one of the best 1-volume biographies around. Well, 1-volume biography, good night. How many books does it take to write about someone's life? And yet, in Esther chapter 10, we have a 3-verse biography about this man named Mordecai. Mordecai the Jew, he's called. Verse 3 says, "For Mordecai the Jew was next unto King Ahasuerus, and great among the Jews, and accepted of the multitude of his brethren, seeking the wealth of his people, and speaking peace to all his seed." You know, it's not surprising that the very last verse describing Mordecai's life really is a result of the very first verses of Mordecai's life. Now, the power he had increased greatly. The favor he had increased greatly. He had been under a death sentence at the beginning of the book, and now he seemed to be helping to rule. His wealth had changed, but Mordecai's character had not. We find him seeking and speaking. We find him seeking the wealth of his people and speaking peace to all his seed. All his seed means the people that were to come, the generations to come. So he was passing on to them the things that were important to him. It's interesting that he scaled Queen Esther to the entire nation. Esther, before she was queen, was just an unknown, obscure Jewish girl without parents. And Mordecai, who was actually her cousin, became a father to her. He cared. He took care of her, not regarding that one day she could spare his life or that she could make him rich or that she could do anything for him. He was doing it because it was the right thing to do. And is it any wonder then that in the last verse of this book, he's giving the same care to the nation that he gave to one single person in that nation at the beginning of the book? He scaled Esther to the entire nation. He just grew what he was already doing. And he had what he had lived scaled to him in the kingdom. He had been generous, and now he was living a gracious life. So the bottom line is, give what you want to receive. You know, you don't get what you want, you get what you give. I've often said about parents, your kids don't do what you think you're doing, they do what they see you are doing. And so there's a very real sense in the truth that the way you live is the way you leave. How do you want to leave this life? Well, begin by living that right now.